Tell me a little bit more about what's going on this Sunday. Where exactly will this be taking place?
Okay, so the main portion of the cleanup is just going to be off the Gord Downie Pier there. So it'll be taking place at Breakwater Park, but our main area of focus is going to be off the Gord Downie Pier. And the reason we chose to focus on that area is because it's the most heavily used swimming area in the city of Kingston, and also as such, it accumulates the most trash.
And be more specific with regards to trash, what sort of items are going to be cleaned up through this cleanup?
Yeah, for sure. So our main focus for the cleanup is especially going to be plastics. So plastics, when they're hit with sunlight and they're down in the water for a long time, they do, despite the fact they take an extremely long time to degrade, they do start to degrade. And then what happens is it releases microplastics into the waterways. So that affects fish, it affects wildlife, it affects humans. I'm not sure if you're aware, but just recently, the first report of scientists discovering microplastics in human blood, that was released a couple months ago, if I'm not mistaken. So the microplastics are a really big problem. But while we're down there, we'll be cleaning up all kinds of other trash that gets down there. So glass bottles that can be recycled, cans that can be recycled, basically anything that can be recycled, including the plastics, and then any other trash. So oftentimes when we're down there, we'll find swim trunks, we'll find towels, we'll find chip bags, we'll find all kinds of stuff, mostly foodstuffs and stuff that people would have while they're hanging out at the beach or on a pier, that type of thing. So we're really going to be focusing on removing that. We're also going to be looking for the tires that are down there. So as the rubber starts to degrade in the water, oftentimes animals will mistake it for food and they'll try and eat it, and that can create problems as well. So we'll really be focusing on the plastics, the general everyday trash, the tires, and then if we have time, we'll just look to see what else is down there. Sometimes bikes end up down there, shopping carts end up down there, that type of thing. So if we have time, we'll look at removing those as well.
Excellent. And I know also there was a device known as a C-bin that was recently put into the lake as well as part of the Great Lakes cleanup. So this is certainly something that is being focused on in the Kingston area right now.
Mm-hmm. I actually wasn't aware of that, but that's great news. And as it turns out, I just found this out the other day, but we're actually not the only group that has thought this was a good idea. One of the local dive charters, Neptune and Silencia, they have already done a cleanup this year in June. So earlier in the year, at the beginning of the year. So we'll kind of be coming up at the tail end, picking up stuff that's gone in between then and now. And I think hopefully moving forward, this will be something that we, along with all the other dive partners in the community, do twice a year.
As someone who is a diver, you know, who uses the water, what is your main concern about some of these items, plastics, textiles, even other forms of contamination in the lake? Like, how does that concern you on a personal level?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different factors that come into that. So as a scuba diver, I guess one of the things for us is kind of really it might sound vain, but it really is the aesthetics. So if you're a snorkeler, even swimmers on a clear day, you can see down into the water, you can see this stuff under there. It's not appealing. Visually, it's not appealing, especially as scuba divers, because we're swimming over it. As I mentioned, it is, as the microplastics leak into the water, leach into the water, they become environmental and health hazards. So that's really, really important to us, especially given that Lake Ontario is the main drinking source for the city of Kingston. That's something that not a lot of people know, but the water comes out of there, it's treated, and it goes back into the drinking system. So it's really important to keep the lakes clear of as much toxins and garbage as we can. And it's not great for wildlife. So it's easy for fish to become, or any type of wildlife, really, diving, avian, stuff like that, to become entangled in trash that's down there, if it's the such that they might become entangled in it. So not as much in Kingston, but in the oceans and stuff like that, ghost nets as they're called, are really deadly to animals that are just trying to live their life. And ghost nets, if people are unfamiliar, are just nets that are cut away by fishermen and never recovered. So they just float along the bottom, catching things as they go. So they're no longer useful to the fishing industry, and they become a hazard to the wildlife.
Thanks. And now, are people still able to register to get involved in the dive?
So there's actually no registration necessary. This is just something that I've put out as an invitation to the general community. For divers, they obviously have to be certified, because that's what is required in order to get your air filled. And also, in order to be safe, they need to have a minimum level of education and safe diving practices. So any divers that are interested, they can just show up, but they have to be certified and they have to know what they're doing. It's safety for us, it's safety for them, it's safety for the public. The last thing we want is for something unsafe to happen, but I'm leaving it up to people to make their best judgment about what their level of ability is, and anybody can show up. As well, having said that, for the people who are on the shore, anybody who wants to show up can help for that. And those people would be responsible for things like when we bring up trash bags full, sorting the glass and the cans and the plastic and stuff like that. And people are welcome to come down and check it out during the day. They're also welcome. So we're going to be there from 10 a.m. to approximately 4 p.m. And if they want, they're welcome to help out for 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, the whole day, whatever. There's no minimum or maximum. There's no registration. It's really just to bring the community, the dive community, citizens, everybody together to clean this up, as well as bring awareness to how easy it is for garbage to end up in the lakes.
Okay. And this Underwater Pitchin, I understand, is also a collaboration with Sustainable Kingston. Tell me about that partnership.
That's correct. So, as I mentioned before, there was actually a Divers Against Debris done in June, which I wasn't aware of. But after Instagram has been a great tool for bringing awareness about the plights of toxins in our lakes, in our oceans, our streams, all that kind of stuff. And that's kind of where I saw the idea was on Instagram. And I thought, hey, you know, we use this all the time. We do what we can to clean up items while we're down there. If we see bottles, if we see cans, if we see shorts and towels, we always bring them up and dispose of them appropriately. But for this one, I really wanted to focus on that being the main part of the dive. So when I decided to do that, I reached out to Sustainable Kingston to see if they had anything that they would be able to offer us in terms of maybe helping us out securing recycle bins from the city and that sort of thing. So from there, it just kind of took off. And Jeff Hendry at Sustainable Kingston has been incredibly helpful in organizing this whole thing. So I want to give a shout out to Jeff for sure. But that's kind of the gist of how it all came together.
Excellent. Okay, Jason, well, thank you very much for speaking with me today about the Underwater Pitchin coming up this Sunday. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for taking the time to speak to me.